Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. That was my older son singing. He wrote a song for me about my show and about my book, and he made a music video. How many dads have a music video that their son made for them? And in fact, it's a promotional tool for my book. You can find it at BruceAllen.com, where you can find all my columns. Last week's column, When is Rude Rude?, got an extraordinary amount of comments, and it seemed to really touch a nerve. And it was about technology and how technology has affected manners with our young, like they cannot be separated from their phone. I read a book on texting, and there's an unwritten code for young people that they must answer a text instantly, and yet they will not pick up their phone if mom or dad calls. They won't respond to an email, but a text from a friend has to be answered immediately. So tech manners have changed a lot. Manners have changed a lot, and in the tech realm, even more so. The new term is netiquette. Netiquette for etiquette of involving technology and the web. A friend is writing a book about it, which I will tell you about later. And I have a new column coming out on tech manners. It's a boomer parenting tips column on Boomer Tech Talk that'll be out. In fact, it's out today. So if you go to Boomer Tech Talk and go to the left side where it says Bruce, it's the first one. And it gives some suggestions on how to handle those problems of good manners and technology that our kids seem to lack in many places and many areas, and in which our parents are enabling them. And that's not a good thing. I want to remind you also that you can like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page on Facebook. And pre-orders for my book, A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, can be made at BruceAllen.com. It will be out in a week or two. It will be available in all e-reader forms. If you pre-order it now at BruceAllen.com, you will get a great deal, plus you'll get the poster. Today's topic was about the effect of horror movies on us and our kids. I actually didn't emphasize too much the effect on us, more about the kids, but I believe what was said about the dehumanization of our soul applies to, quite frankly, any age. I think you see these degrading images on a regular basis. It's going to degrade your soul. I want to also let you know that I have started something new. If you're a Twitter fan, there's a phenomena that started about a year and a half ago called Tweet Chats. And it's where a group of people get together using a hashtag. A hashtag is the numbers symbol followed by a name. And in our case, I've created a new tweet chat, which is the hashtag or the number symbol followed by ADADSPOV, ADADSPOV. And every Thursday evening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we gather together parents and individuals, because it's not always about parenting, from around the world, and you can join in this Twitter chat. Now, that means you're limited to 140 characters or less, which is very interesting. But these chats have gained great popularity, and I enjoy hosting the Dad's Point of View tweet chat, which anyone and everyone is welcome to join. And I would love to, in quotes, meet you virtually, because, of course, it's not for real as far as meeting in these chats. But they're really excellent, and I'd love to see you there some Thursday evening. Again, I want to just read you one quick quote from, since the movie Thor is out, from my old buddy Stan Lee. He wrote a very nice blurb for my book, and I have to go see Thor because my younger son says it's terrific. This is what Stan Lee wrote about my book. He said, "Bruce's fascinating look at the ups and downs of parenting reminds me of Marvel Comics. There, too, we choose not to hide the blemishes of life, but to discuss them in an entertaining and helpful manner. It's must reading for all parents and would-be parents." Thank you, Stan. Again, you can pre-order the book for Father's Day at BruceAllen.com. Foreword was written by Diane and Michael Medved, and he inspired a column that I'll be coming out with pretty soon called Whatever Happened to Ward Cleaver? Next week's topic will be, as usual, based on my A Dad's Point of View column, and the one next week is called Overstepping as a Step-Parent. And it is based on a pretty big incident that took place in my home in which my wife, my boy's stepmom, maybe overstepped her bounds. But that is the struggle and that is the dilemma that step-parents face. And I believe my wife's actually doing a great job. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, my home station manager at KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara. And I want to thank you again for joining me and us. And I want to remind you, please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.